Shauna, thanks for joining me. Which lawmakers did you speak with recently, and what were their positions that you found out?
From the majority members I talked to, both Senator Stedman and Representative Nagyuk said that they were not supportive of closing schools with fewer than 25 students. And Senator Stedman said that it's not going to pass. His words were, it ain't going to happen. He was pretty emphatic that it was not going to happen. And for Senator Bishop and Representative Tallarico, who they have a lot of the same schools, Senator Bishop said he does not have a position on it and he's willing to look at it. And Representative Tallarico said he doesn't have a strong position, but he tends to lean against it.
Okay. And I understand you've taken a look at where the small schools are in the state and tallied up all the lawmakers that have small schools in their districts. Can you break down those numbers for us?
There are 8 out of 20 senators with schools with fewer than 25 students, and 6 of those 8 senators are majority members. And in the House, 12 representatives have schools with fewer than 25 members, and 10 of those 12 representatives are majority members. So there's quite a few majority members in both bodies who have small schools in their districts.
What does that tell you about the chances that such a bill could pass if it's introduced?
It kind of confirms what Senator Stedman said, that he doesn't think it's going to pass.
Okay, so maybe not a lot of support among those Republicans with small schools in their districts. What about the minority? What do they have to say?
I talked to Senate Minority Leader Berta Gardner, and she said everything is on the table for discussion, but closing schools would be the last thing she would consider, you know, with all the budget deficit. She said the biggest focus is on trying to maintain opportunity, and closing schools won't do that.
What are some of the other cost-saving measures that you've heard talked about?
Several legislators have mentioned combining small school districts, wondering if that would save money, but I'm not sure there's been any data put together on whether that would or wouldn't save money, or if it would not save enough to go through the chaos and the upheaval that might occur if that were to happen.
Okay, and do you think, is there tension for some senators who are tempted to support this type of measure but also have small schools in their district?
I think there probably is. Everyone's very worried about the deficit, which is just enormous. So I think there's interest in looking at whatever can be done to save money. But a number of legislators have already come out and said that regardless, they would not support closing any schools. I would just say that, although I wouldn't make any firm predictions, but it looks unlikely that the closing schools with fewer than 25 students would happen. But it is more likely that they will look at whether combining small school districts might save any money.
Okay. Shauna Crundall, thank you so much for sharing what you learned.
Thank you.